There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse believes that sexy is for everybody. They've been boosting sexual confidence and exploration in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautifully remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach today. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
Podcast, precious. Sure.
We don't care, we're about to swear on the air. It's the after the show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get risque every single day, it's uncensored.
We can say what we want to say.
Hello, welcome to the KVJ After the Show podcast for Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuck it in your butt, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday, motherfuckers, yes it is.
Got a bunch of emails, stuff like that we're going to get to. You ever got something you want to throw into the mix, send it to us, mail@kvjshow.com, mail@kvjshow.com. Got a conversation going on. In fact, we have the poll up right now on our website about the best holiday events to go check out in South Florida. And with the Bright Line up and cranking, you might want to expand your horizons.
You are right about that.
If you love holiday things, there's so many great, cool things to check out. I remember the first time we checked out the Winterfest boat parade. I'm like, wow, this thing is impressive. It is of a whole different level. So you got to travel around. And I tell you, if you've not been to Palm Beach lately, checking out that sandy tree lighting is very impressive as well. I think it's a great event.
It's so different than anything you're going to check out. Like, it's not traditional. And there's layers of cool things to do and look at, fun things for the kids. There's music. There's a light show. It really is badass.
Mm-hmm. So we have the poll up right now. You can go and vote. We do have the sandy tree lighting is on there. You have got the Winterfest Boat Parade on the New River in Fort Lauderdale. You got the Palm Beach Holiday Boat Parade that is going to be going down this weekend.
Yes.
You also have the Holiday Fantasy Lights at Tradewinds Park in Coconut Creek there by Butterfly World.
Oh, shit. That's my cut.
Christmas on Los Olas, which is going down tonight in Fort Lauderdale. Santa's Enchanted Forest, which is now in Hialeah, and then SantaCon, and they've got it pretty much every big city, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Boca, Delray, they all got their own, so it's pub crawl.
Just go ahead and mark it in your little witchy calendar. We're going to Butterfly World. It's happening. I remember someone telling me, go, Bird, you would love Butterfly World. Peaceful butterflies, all this kind of peaceful shit. Then they brought it up. We got to do it.
All this kind of peaceful shit. Who says it like that? Some kind of pirate?
Yeah, right. I told you, I'm a peaceful warrior.
I'll ask the kids. I'm sure they would like to go, too.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like an adult trip.
Oh, never mind. Fuck them kids.
Take the Bright Line, get all fucked up, look at some butterflies.
All right.
It's hard getting stoned in front of the kids.
Speak for yourself.
Got an email from Nicole. She said, as a little kid, I remember my family driving down to Lantana. I lived in Jensen Beach at the time, now in Port St. Lucie, and we would park and walk around this beautifully decorated Christmas village. Each tree had lights on every single branch. It was breathtaking.
Ooh.
It all led to this ginormous Christmas tree with huge decorations all lit up, and you could walk underneath it and take pictures. I remember the Christmas balls were 3 feet wide at least. It used to be part of the National Enquirer's property. Now, if I remember correctly, bikers used to be the ones who decorated everything. Since they sold the National Enquirer, I've always wondered where that tree went. What happened to the Lantana Christmas tree?
Great question.
Hey, I don't know what they did with it, but yeah, that was something they used to do that hasn't been done in a while.
Do most little towns and cities here in South Florida do a Christmas parade? Because I know Lake Park would do one. Gardens
mainly,
would do one.
Mainly boat parades. I don't know that there's, you know, any kind of like marching band type of Thanksgiving Day parades that you see with Macy's. For the most part, you decorate a bunch of boats and you put them on the intercoastal and you call it good.
I know there were a lot back in the day, and I don't have kids, so I'm not really in the parade world. But I thought small little cities still kind of do them, but not in the water.
Yeah, I think they do both. They do water and land. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially around the tree lightings.
Okay.
They're pretty cozy.
Oh,
small town parade. I know Kevin hates parades, but a small town parade is sometimes what the soul needs.
I love a parade.
I don't know. You watch the news?
Well, no, because it's fucking awful.
Did you see in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, they had one of the Nutcracker balloons come down and just clock the piss out of one of these guys that was trying to wrangle it?
Now I'd be in for that. Oh. That's good.
It knocked homie to the ground. He hit the pavement face first.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It's not funny. It's not nice to laugh, but it's so funny. When those balloons clock people.
Yeah, that is entertaining.
Humans love when other humans get hurt.
I'm sorry.
In a fun way. They don't want no one to get hurt in a bad way.
No kids got hurt. It didn't clock any spectators. It just clocked the shit.
Well, there's a reason why that station Fail Army does so well. Seeing an adult, there was that one guy, they're doing the if you want to have a fun laugh, look up QVC fails.
Oh, yeah.
People just fucking up or saying the wrong thing, and people going, wow, what did you just get all live? Oh, my God. It's highly uncomfortable, and it's awesome.
Yeah, the Macy's parade did really well. I think it was 21.5 million people tuned into that.
Okay.
That's good.
And I even, as much as I say, you know, talk crap about parades, I always put it on. It's nice to have in the background.
I do, too. We always put it on while we were getting all of our Thanksgiving cooking done.
I get, though, the annoyance of if it's a large parade and you're in a city and you have to go park and there's a bunch of bullshit. I get the annoyance of that.
Mm-hmm. Going to the Macy's parade might be fun. They do stands and all that that you can kind of sit in the bleachers and watch as they come by and entertain you in the stops.
Magnolia has been begging me to do this one of these years, and we were going to do it, and then COVID and blah, blah, blah.
If you were able to do the bleachers right in front of Macy's, and you had a big old thermos of hot cocoa or something like that and blankets to keep you warm, that might be kind of fun and cozy.
Spike that cocoa.
We assume everything you're drinking always is alcohol. Like, if it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
But she hates SantaCon.
Yeah. She don't know what she's talking about. What?
I'm trying to keep you on your toes.
It's got me confused as hell. I'm not going to lie.
You make me just give up.
Think about how my poor husband feels.
Oh, we do. Every time he leaves the room, someone goes, that poor son of a bitch.
Got this from Andrew. Said, love the show. It's an awesome, fun way to look cool, not boring, or break the ice when you're around a new group. It is the What's Your Dirty Elf Name?
Oh, I like it.
Okay, so you take the first initial of your last name. Mine would be R. Then you take your date of birth. It'd be June. And then you take your day of birth. It should be the 21st. So I would be Schnocker the Shit-Faced Wigger. Oh, geez.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's a little edgy.
What? Who's fucking?
I don't know if I want to hang with that guy.
Who's sending you that note, Anchorman? Someone trying to get us fired?
Andrew. Oh,
fuck.
Good Lord. What is this? Okay.
Can we stay away from the race baiting?
Yeah, wow. First initial, last name, Virginia, would be Sinicky, July and 27th. So you would be cock smack the red assed meth head.
Okay. Are these supposed to be funny?
I don't know. I assume so.
I just like how nervously Kevin's reading them.
I'm just,
At least he's pausing now before he reads it.
I think you have to pause.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. All right. This one's a little edgy without the funny.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I think he's punting.
And he's done. You've turned Kevin off.
Yeah. Well, thank you, though. I got Michael who sent in an email talking about free libraries, people just setting them up in their front yards. He said, yeah, there are library stands and yards all over Fort Pierce.
So my question is this, because everyone seems to know what the fuck these things are.
And by these things, we mean life.
No.
Every day he's surprised.
You got to understand. Fuck this. Okay, hold on. I have lived in a townhouse or an apartment for the last 12 years. I haven't been in neighborhoods that often. This is a newer thing, correct? Where there's just these weird library boxes in neighborhoods.
It's not that new. It's been around maybe 10 years.
That's new to me.
Okay.
That's new. I still think Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop is new. Okay, so.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Kevin didn't know about this either. And Kevin doesn't live in an area where it would have...
No, we don't have... I've never seen it.
Those type of situations. You have to live in a residential area with housing.
And be able to read to care about books.
Kevin, please set up for tomorrow. A read-off, Me Versus the Witch.
A read-off.
What are we going to do? We're going to listen to you read?
So you read something, I read something. Whoever stumbles the most is the loser. I ain't going to stumble.
You're not going to stumble.
I will not stumble. I will not.
Oh, you can do it right now.
I need time to
I need time to practice.
You know, you can't practice. I mean, you just got to put it in front of you. Otherwise, yeah.
I got to brush up, Ralston.
I'm talking like something's going on with my brain today.
Yeah, we think he may have had a stroke in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, he did. Okay. Well, shouldn't we get that looked at?
You ever have that where you have thoughts, but they're just not matching up to the mouth? Okay, I guess not. And fuck, I don't know about these libraries.
Dots that aren't mashing up to the mouth.
He's saying stuff and it's not making sense.
But no, you'll say something in your head and you're trying to get there, but your mouth is just...
Yeah, they're working at different speeds.
They're working at different speeds.
Okay.
That chemical thing, chemistry.
Could be the sleep thing, maybe.
Maybe.
Totally.
Yeah, there's not firing on all. Synopsis. Yeah, we can do that read-off anytime you guys want. Just grab your prep and go to town.
RJ Dunn says, Jay Bird can't say 5 words without stumbling. Yes,
damn.
I can. Go fuck yourself, RJ Dunn. Thank you. That was 7 words.
Madison has got some info here. You were talking about how there's a dude in Vero Beach who wants to buy your underwear, Jay Bird.
Yes.
She said, regarding Jay Bird's underwear text and the guy that wants to buy it, I know a Lance in Vero Beach, and he is a creepy McCreep, so yes, it could be very real.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the Venmo thingy definitely lines up.
Okay, so a guy named Lance in Vero Beach.
Does the bird want to do this thing?
It's, at this point, you would do it. It's just a price negotiation. I think Lance might have come in low, as most Lances do.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what do you think, Kev? Honest, take away the whole show, take away all that stuff. Yeah. Good idea, bad idea, getting involved with giving your underwear to a complete stranger.
How much money are you making again?
50 a pair.
And what is the cap? How many will he buy?
3 a week, he said, was the deal. I could even drop him off just here at work and he'd pick him up.
Captain KBJ has to give them to him.
But now are we creating a weird work environment for the coworkers?
Well, now it worked. This is the exchange for your sideline underwear hustle.
You can't get involved with the people. You cannot have a face-to-face.
I get it, yeah.
You can't, because that's breaking the rules, in my opinion.
I get it, yeah. I don't know if our office would have a problem with you using this as the depot of your dirty drawers.
Look, I think you keep this out of HR. You make this a conversation between you and the captain.
I think I should call my dad and ask him, see what he says.
Yeah,
he's out of town right now. He doesn't know what.
Daddy.
He's off the grid right. He don't know what's going on in Florida right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So it'd be.
Do people that do this, because I don't do this, but would this be a standard thing where you could get, for instance, a locker somewhere And if somebody purchases like your underwear, you would send them the spare key. You have the original key. You put your drawers in that locker and then they go pick it up. Would that be a good way to exchange? Do people do that already?
You got to be careful. No one can trace you to a location where they can. That's the problem. I think most of the time it's just going to get creepy. You just don't want to get that one dude that's going to start developing feelings for somebody, because you don't know if this guy's is talking to anybody, if he gets no attention in his life, and now finally someone's giving him attention. That's a weird combination to get mixed up
also
with.
Also, just by selling him the underwear.
Totally. Yeah.
You've opened the door.
Mm. Well, think about someone that wants, if you're going to buy someone's underwear, and it's a weird thing, most people don't do that. You are a person that could get feelings. You could catch the feels with something like that because you're intrigued with what is going on there. I don't know.
Hmm. I see your point to that. And yeah, this could be a monumentally terrible idea, but it could be an entertaining path.
Agreed. That's why we should do it.
Okay. Try it once, see what happens. Yeah,
I feel like you could take Lance. Any guy named Lance can't fight that good.
It ain't about taking him.
You definitely don't want him to take you.
I don't want him to take me. But then I'm going to be in public wondering, is that Lance looking at me?
He rapes you while he's wearing your underwear. Oh my God.
This podcast is pretty intense today.
Good heavens. Yeah, something to think about. Now, do you sell him those underwear?
Which ones? The
ones that he rapes you in.
Oh, my gosh. I do not know that.
Fuck. Virginia's already made $600.
She has.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a high-end girl. I've gotten other offers, too, but I haven't accepted any of them because I believe they were, as we say in the biz, lowballing me.
Yeah, I do want to get the Juicy Daddy's opinion. He's my guy. He's also my father. Yeah. I do want to get him in these kind of discussions.
And it is awesome to ask him a question out of left field.
Well, he doesn't get this kind of world. He's old school.
Maybe you can wake him up at 3 a.m. and ask him?
He's out of town. That's what sucks. Yeah. He's out of town.
As soon as he gets back.
He won't be back till January. I was going to call him, though, and record it.
Where's he at?
Okay. Would you rather have me wait till January?
How's it going to be a Merry Christmas without the Juicy Daddy in town?
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Mama's drying up. Sorry.
Leave my menopause out of this.
What a very vulgar podcast.
I blame the email.
I blame Lance.
I definitely blame the email.
It's Lance's fault.
Got an email here from Dr. Astrid, your historian fan. So I just want to let you guys know that the Bigfoot Research Headquarters is a trip. I went there and it was interesting, but kind of cheesy. Also, beware, Jay Bird, that the guy behind the raised counter likes to leer down your shirt. So don't wear your low-cut shirt. Check it out.
I'm going to dress like such a slut.
Oddly enough, his name is Lance. It is in the town of Ochoapi, Florida. We looked it up earlier today. You got to head west on Tamiami Trail.
Oh, look, if they're going to give me the VIP Bigfoot treatment, you know I'm going to show them the titties off. Definitely.
And the state's smallest post office is also there. Okay. How about that? It feels like a pointless trip to Choppy, Florida, which is in the middle of nowhere, by the way. So you can see why skunk apes would love it.
Oh, my gosh. That, in my opinion, that would be where the skunk ape would be living. Out in that area. The Everglades area. That little area out there.
The skunk ape, yeah, would be.
He's not going to live in Boca.
No. You imagine how they treat him in Boca? They chew him up and spit him out.
Well, even Bigfoot
they try to wax him.
Bigfoot becomes a Boca bitch. Yeah. He becomes all stuck up.
Yeah. He's a designer label whore. It'll happen. Shelly sent an email. She said, I saw this shirt on Hot Topics and I thought about Jay Bird. It says, serial killer documentaries and chill.
That is just my game.
Yeah, not the Netflix and chill.
I wish you guys loved murder like I did.
I love Dateline. That's murder.
You do. You're murder light.
I am murder light. I don't like the real heavy stuff like the John Wayne Gacy and the BTK, and that just gets a little bit too creepy. I like normal murder. Yeah. When normal people are driven to murder, I'm fascinated.
You're right. If you go real deep into that, you know, the stranger serial killer type of stuff, it makes you think that they're all out to get you.
Fuck that. The serial killer stuff is the stuff that freaks me out. But I'm intrigued by the woman that snaps and starts putting, like, chemicals into her husband's sweet tea and kills him slowly.
See, the domestic ones are boring to me. As soon as I find out it's a wife or a husband and they're killing each other, I'm like, next. I need some more. It needs to be more horrifying for me.
80% okay? of Dateline is they know their killer.
A lot of times they do, but then Dateline will sneak in one of those ones where
he's
it is
right.
a serial killer and it will rock your dick.
He is right. They will sneak in one like a stranger murders a kid and you're like, what the fuck?
I thought they did the Golden State one. One of the either a 60 Minutes or a 2020. They did a Golden State one and that one was horrifying because he, much like the Night Stalker, he was doing two things. He was a rapist and a serial killer. Sometimes he would rape, sometimes he'd go to kill, just like
Spend
the Night Stalker.
Day of the week it was, huh?
Well, Night Stalker was kidnapping little kids, molesting them, raping them, and then leaving them off, and then dropping them back off, then killing people at the same time. Cops couldn't figure out what the shit was going on.
They couldn't profile him.
They couldn't profile him, but that also changed the game. Which they have to go back and say, well, maybe us profiling is not the right way we're profiling.
Okay.
Because some dudes can do that kind of shit.
I can't handle those, though. Those are just the ones that scare me too much.
Yeah, I'd have to know it's fake. Like, I'm watching Dexter, New Blood just jumped into that, and that's good, but I know that's fake. That's just a story.
Fake stuff is, I mean, that's child's
That's all
play.
I can handle.
That's child's play.
I'm a child.
It's too weak-ass for him.
Yeah.
He likes the hard stuff.
The real stuff. It's horrifying. You ever watch a confession from a serial killer?
No.
Like, legit confessional?
No.
I don't want to watch that.
In the police station?
It's too dark.
It is very dark.
Yeah.
No. Happy holidays.
I like the sloppy, regular people that kill.
Yeah, but you could be interested in murder and not want to murder.
Right? That was a question.
I just feel like I've said too much.
One of these days.
The peaceful warrior would never kill.
Couple other interesting things to check out, and this makes sense. They just did Game of Thrones all wrong. They rushed to production to make the show when the books weren't finished, and the guy that had the vision that wrote the books, what you loved is what he wrote. And then what you hated is what he didn't. And he's even now said that he saw the show being 10 seasons. Well, they ended in 7 or 8, something like that? 7?
Yeah, I believe so.
So wherever he's taking the story, it's not where they took it. It's almost like you want to reboot, but it's going to be so many years that the characters aren't going to look the same. It won't work.
Kind of the same thing if I'm a Billy Joel fan, and then all of a sudden he's like, Billy Joel is now, it's still Billy Joel, but he's writing different music, and it's a different guy. I want the person that created this stuff, their baby. That's what I want. That's what I fell in love with.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like one of those bands where they used to tour, and it's now, I think... What is the? There's several bands that are like this.
Well,
they start
about.
Off with the original band and they still tour under that name, but it's not even close to it. And they put out like, and it's like they're not.
There's one person of the original. It's the bass player who doesn't sing, and they're still making new music under that name.
He shouldn't be allowed to do that.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, and they're not going to make any more hits because you're right. The visionaries. Person with the vision, they're gone.
Every now and then you'll have a situation like a Chicago where they had a bunch of singers come in and still get hits, but it's a rare situation, and you wonder too, is the writer of the songs not changing?
Well, it makes me wonder what the hell's up with Journey. They had so many hits, and then Steve Perry leaves. How many hits have they had since then?
Well, I think Steve Perry wrote, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Well, there. I mean, they start to fuck. If someone writes songs in a band and they leave, and that band does not produce good songs anymore, well, it's the songwriter.
He was the reason.
Yeah. He's been gone for almost 30 years, probably. Where's the Journey hit since? So yeah, so he wanted to be 10 seasons. So they just, yeah, why did they really wish they could have just held on until he had finished the whole series and then made it. Imagine what it could have been.
Well, that's what happened with the one Star Wars movie I came in when I was distraught. Some new Johnny Come Lately came in there and changed up everything and wrote what he wanted to write and changed everything. And, you know, people who love Star Wars, a lot of us fucking hated that movie to the point where it turned us off so bad we didn't want to go back until Mandalorian came back.
Mm-hmm. Right. Another show I want to check out is the Beatles documentary, Get Back. Haven't seen that yet. They say that Disney wanted to remove the swearing and smoking they showed in there. Now, Peter Jackson, he's the guy that made The Lord of the Rings. He's the one who made this documentary, taking that footage. I hear it's amazing. Paul McCartney and Ringo said, no, you're not taking that out. Like, if you're going to have our permission to do it, because they rode with him to really watch to make sure it was done right. I hear it's really good. In fact, I saw somebody commenting last night on Twitter saying, I don't even like the Beatles, and I love this thing.
I cannot wait to dive into that.
What's it on?
I don't know. It's Disney, so I assume it's like a Disney Plus.
I got it.
Would be my guess.
If you guys want to
you
come
got
over,
it, and I steal your Disney Plus account, so that's perfect.
Are you adding more members? I went up at the Disney the other day. There was, I think, 7 accounts up there now.
That might be Rocco.
That might be Rocco.
I went to my neighbor's house, and Rocco had shared our Netflix stuff with them and had them all set up on our Netflix account. I was like, Rocco, I don't know if you're supposed to do this. He's like, it's fine.
I don't think Netflix can do anything, though, can they? I think you can do it.
Rocco just told them, get a Fire Stick, and you guys can jump on our Netflix. And he hooked it up for them, and I don't know how he did that.
No, that kid is good.
Yeah,
he I'm not just blowing smoke.
That kid is amazing.
He's a gifted kid when it comes to that stuff.
He knows how to screen mirror whatever's on your computer, like next door. But what?
He knows how to figure things out without anybody telling him. He'll just go and investigate, and his pure interest allows him to figure it out.
He's a tinkerer.
Yeah. He'll watch YouTube videos on how to put together home alarm systems.
That's
what he does for fun.
YouTube, to me, I could live without anything except for YouTube. To me, it's the best platform out of anything. It's got the most original, unique content. As we're speaking right now, someone's uploading something brand new that no one's ever seen before. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. No, it's amazing stuff. It'd be interesting to see where Rocco goes with it. He does that. I have a cousin that he was a tinkerer like that. He was maybe 6 years old when he was building his first computers.
Wow.
He worked for Nextel when he was 17, and that's just kind of what he does. He's just always done that. He's parlayed that into a lot of great jobs. I think Rock, he dropped out of high school too.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't even need it.
Well, don't let Rocco hear that.
He's making cash, so do you care? I mean, would you be all right with Rocco dropping out if he did that, went down that? Because they found him because he was doing a high school project and because he was in Kansas City. And so they had, I think it was like Nextel or Sprint or something like that there. And he put it together and they were blown away. He created something that they wound up using with the walkie-talkie technology they had.
Huh.
He created that in high school and they're like, hire this dude. And he jumped into the game and then he never had to go to college.
If I had a kid, I would 110% be so supportive of that kid doing that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I went to college. I'm glad I got my degree. I'm glad about all that. But that's more of an ego thing. It didn't help me a fucking thing. It did. I spent so much money in college, and my degree didn't do anything. I think college is good for some people. School's good for some people, especially if it's a specific. I mean, if you're a doctor, you got to go to college and you got to get the schooling. But it's not for everybody. And if you're able to nail it in a field at an early age, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You talk to my cousin, and you would think he has his PhD. In fact, he was training the people that had gone and gotten their degrees on how to do this technology that he created that they wound up doing.
Wow.
And he sounds just like Rocco. And, you know, he's doing great. And anymore with YouTube videos and everything else, all your education that you need is online. Plus, it changes so much.
You're right.
If you go take a course and pay for it, that information that they just gave you is going to be obsolete in a year.
So disappointed with my college experience. Even when I was done playing baseball and I was paying every single cent out of my own pocket and taking it seriously and wanting to go to school to learn shit, I was still very disappointed on how the whole thing went. Because not everyone's accountable for how they do their job. Some people are great teachers. Some people really are just getting a check.
Yeah. One real quick techie blurb here about the platforms and watching stuff. We're talking about Disney Plus. I thought this was kind of interesting. I was reading an article about Netflix. They spent 10 years building their server network. They call it Open Connect. They saw what was coming and they said, what would be the worst? They said, imagine you're watching shows and you're trying to binge watch this platform idea we have and it keeps crashing.
Oh boy.
I need Netflix to talk to our app creators, because if you do that, it ruins it. I heard people today, you're streaming things down. It's so frustrating. But Netflix said, we can't give that bad experience. We have to create something amazing. So they now have 17,000 servers spread across 158 countries.
Wow.
They wanted to get rid of any kind of modern streaming headaches. They say they've invested roughly $1 billion since they started creating this a decade ago to make sure that they had the best on planet Earth streaming network, so you didn't have all those issues. Disney Plus crashed its very first day because its software couldn't handle the demand, and then it buckled again when they released WandaVision. HBO Max, they say, is so fundamentally broken that its own leadership has admitted that the app is a mess.
Wow.
And so Netflix, you look at their domination and why they're so good. These are the kind of things. They have visionaries running it, and then they invest in the technology and put down $1 billion so that you don't have those same kind of crashes and issues. I was like, that's smart. That's why they're running the world, right?
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Got an email about our conversation about the Netflix show Narcos Mexico Season 3 from yesterday. The text that we got today said, you all were being jerks yesterday.
Aw, why?
If you were the families of the missing and murdered women, maybe you would have more compassion. I could see Kevin speaking on it because he watches the show, but the reason that it was included is because they suspect the cartels in Mexico to be responsible for the crimes. Also, look on the FBI's website. Virginia's completely wrong. If the directors have a hidden agenda, why did they come out with the storyline at all? And yes, it is social. Burn in Virginia because drugs and money are part of society.
Well, the one thing that email got me on is I did not see it, so you're right. But I was speaking more on the overall statement Virginia made that, yes, shows and content today are starting to do that more and more, where they're adding social commentary when it's not needed. And they are doing that. That's a fact.
Well, the thing that I'll still stand by, you know, even after the text and the comments that I had yesterday, again, sorry if I'm spoiling this for anybody, it was Narcos Mexico Season 3. And it's about following the cartels, and it's based on the true story. So the character names are the same. You kind of get the rough shot of the story. And they do even let you know that they've created some different characters or scenes or situations, just kind of like make it all flow a little bit better.
Dramatic effect.
About a third of the show was dedicated to these missing women. And again, this is a little bit of a spoiler alert. The critique I still have. It could have been interesting, but they didn't tie it into the cartels. I'm watching a show about cocaine, and I know, and hey, the cartels might have been involved, but the way they made it look, and again, this is a big spoiler in a sense here, the cop who's the Juarez police officer is following what he thinks is a creeper that looks more like it's a serial killer type thing, that they didn't do anything to connect it to the cartels. There was anything like that. And if the cartels were involved in this, or it was shaping Mexican society in Juarez, they did a horrible job, because I didn't walk away getting that impression at all. I got the impression that this is some random side boot story that, yeah, probably deserves its own special, but it doesn't seem like it fits in here. So I still stand by my critique of that. I don't think they did it right and well.
Kevin, you were mean yesterday. You meanie, baby.
Guess what? I'll probably be mean tomorrow.
Well, it doesn't change the fact that Kevin still don't give a fuck about missing women.
Now, this might shed a little bit of light on it. Luis Gerardo Mendez, he's the guy that was telling you about, that was in Club de Cuervos, and also played the police officer, the Juarez cop, in this. Victor Tapio was his name. He made these comments and he said, you know, the biggest problem we have in Mexico right now is the issue of femicide. So it has a name, homicide on women. Every single day, 10 women get killed in Mexico. And that, in a way, started in the 90s in Juarez because of the rise of violence and the rise of crime because of the drug trafficking situation. They didn't make that kind of connection in the show, and they should have. The storyline talks about the consequences of the actions of the cartels. In 2003, Amnesty International released a report that revealed in the 10 years prior to its publication, 370 women were murdered in Juarez, with the fate of 40 missing women still unaccounted for. The femicides have continued to this day, and in August of this year, the Crimes Against Women Unit in Juarez stated nearly 500 women have been killed in the city since 2019. So I told you that's where my wife's family is from, Juarez. They were upper middle class, and the cartel came and took their house from them, and they said, get the fuck out. And so they left, and then they went across into El Paso.
Okay, so KVJ, retraction. Kevin does give a fuck about the missing women.
I said that even yesterday.
Of course you said that, Kevin. Anyone with a brain knows you care about missing women.
Yes. I said that yesterday, but I said again that they should have taken some time to say these are the overall effects. Look what it's doing. I didn't get that connection. In fact, like the way they made it look like you had a creepy molester-type serial killer that was raping women and then strangling them, just discarding their bodies. And I'm like, this seems like a whole... I was confused. Yeah. They didn't do a good job of telling the story. So I still stand by that. But I do appreciate the email. Thank you for that.
You mean fuck you, Kevin.
You're so mean.
I know. I thought this was kind of interesting, too. Remember Funny or Die, how that started off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the little short that Will Ferrell had done with that little bossy girl that Pearl. Was yelling? Pearl. How hysterical that was. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is so funny. And this was kind of at the beginning of where we really started to see short videos, and YouTube was relatively new and all these kind of things. And then Funny or Die happened. And remember how big the platform was? They did so many great, funny little shorts. And like, when's the last time you've seen anything Funny or Die?
They died.
They died, yeah.
What happened, the website became a thing where anybody could start uploading things. Uh-huh. I think when that happens, things start to get watered down a bit. And
okay.
You know, when it gets watered down, it starts to decline.
They were doing amazing things, but there is a very interesting story behind why you don't really see the Funny or Die anymore and all that going on. And it's really kind of intriguing because... kind of lends to Will Ferrell, in a sense, being a hard ass. The partner that he had was named Adam McKay, longtime partners in what was called Gary Sanchez Productions. They were making all kinds of great stuff. They started Funny or Die. That's theirs. They also collaborated and did the Anchorman movies, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, Daddy's Home, Get Hard, and The Campaign. All those they did together. But they haven't spoken since 2019.
Ooh, drama.
And they were wondering why. It's because McKay is doing an HBO drama about the 1980s Lakers. And Will Ferrell wanted to play the owner of the Lakers, Jerry Buss. But McKay gave the part to John C. Reilly, who's their mutual friend. You know, he did Step Brothers with.
Sure.
They're all tight. And he now even admits, says, I should have called Will and I didn't. And John C. Reilly did, of course, because John C. Reilly's a stand-up guy. And he said, the last time I spoke to Will Ferrell, he said, Will basically was like, have a good life. And I'm like, fuck, Will Ferrell's never going to talk to me again. So it ended not well.
Dang.
And they haven't spoken since, and he doesn't anticipate that they ever will. So that's why, if you wonder what the hell happened to Funny or Die?
It died.
It died.
It's always crazy to hear how certain people, they have beef with one another. You'd never know about it until years later.
You would never know.
And then you hear about what went down. There's so many stories like that.
Thank God for podcasts. A lot of these juicy stories come out on podcasts when they get guys comfortable sitting on a sofa talking for 40 minutes.
Well, I was even watching an old interview with the great, and you definitely know this guy, Johnny Bench, the Hall of Famer.
They
were talking to him.
Big time.
And I guess for a while, he was really... pissed off at Pete Rose, and you could hear it in interviews.
Oh, wow.
But Pete goes, well, yeah, I kind of know why he was pissed, because during his Hall of Fame inauguration, everyone was asking about Pete Rose. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? He's a gambler.
Oh, yeah.
Really took away his shine, but there was all this anger I never knew about
behind
the scenes, and it happens a lot.
It is fascinating stuff. Yeah, it really is. So, yeah, good, intriguing stuff. There you go. All right, well, thank you for all the emails, even the ones that call us jerks. We appreciate your feedback. Mail at kbjshow.com, mail at kbjshow.com. You can sound off.
Thank you to our official vodka sponsor. Yes, that's right. The KVJ Show has a vodka, and you can get it too. All you need to do is go online to mashandgrape.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Mashandgrape.com for Atoll Vodka.
And don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday. You can go to littlesmiles.org, and they'll double your money until they get to $10,000. So let's make sure Little Smiles gets 20 grand, because just look, so far already here in the 11 months of 2021, they've impacted over 33,000 children with what they've done with your donations. So it's going to go to a great place to kids right here in South Florida going through very tough circumstances, many in hospitals and shelters.
And there's a huge toy drive going on right now, too. If you can't donate any money, donate a new toy. Mm-hmm. Or if you can't donate a new toy, donate your time. Volunteers are always needed. All the info is at littlesmilesfl.org.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Size matters, and Adult Video Warehouse's selection is huge. Come see what's new in lingerie, sexy toys, lubricants, and so much more. Check out their beautifully remodeled couple and female-friendly stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach, adultvideowarehouse.net.